Welcome back to Finding God's Grace. This is Tony Agnese. My guest is Nancy Ward. We're talking about conversion stories, and we, in the first segment, heard Nancy's. And Nancy, I know you have been interested in conversion stories and actually have gathered some conversion stories together. And you have a lot of advice for people who are kind of putting together their own conversion story. But I guess the question is, why tell your faith story?
Well, you know, Tony, as Catholics, we just don't stand up in church and declare how Jesus saved us. We're more quiet about that. We kind of let our faith story leak out to those we trust, and we may not always be ready, you know, to do that. But God expresses His love through our stories. It's kind of like He's given us this our personal tool for evangelization, because we were all created as an unrepeatable expression of God's presence. I feel like He builds our faith each time we encounter Him and express His love through us. No one else can do that the same way we can. I think my banner scripture is 1 Peter 3:15, 16, where Peter tells us, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence. So every time we share our faith story, we evangelize someone with our encouragement to trust God a little bit more. And at the same time, we evangelize ourselves by deepening our trust in God.
I find that to be really true in terms of hearing other people tell their faith stories. And at some of these conferences or through Curcio or some of these other prayer groups and so forth, when somebody tells their story, each and every one of them is different and they're unique. In many instances, they inspire me to do more as well. So they are great evangelization tools, and I think sometimes people are just afraid that maybe their story isn't as thunderbolty as someone else's or whatever. But often, some of these stories, even the most humble and sincere stories, are very, very unique and really help everyone, not only those people who are in need of evangelization, but to strengthen the faith of those that hear the stories.
Right, so, that's why I have a special tab on my website for called Joy Stories, because I've collected all these and I want to keep them right there where people can find them easily. I'd love to collect them and use them on my joyalive.net site. So
where does somebody get started? Where do they start?
I think a good place to start is with a spiritual journal,
because
if you don't write down your experiences, then it's hard to remember the details, or you tell too much of it, or you don't tell all of it. So if you write down your long faith story first, like start with your baptism and the different sacraments that you've received, and you know, make special note of the high points, those I call them holy moments that brought us closer to God. And then you have those unholy moments of disappointment when you're felt far from God. So you contrast those. And then the key question here is, what was the first defining moment when you knew that God was real and that He loved you? That's what you hang everything on.
Mm-hmm.
That one. And so that you focus on what changed you. So, you know, if you take some time and write down and like spend some time with the Lord, write down your faith journey, where you began and how it grew with difficulties and different things that happened to you, and like, where did God take you and where do you believe He's leading you now? And if you can see those two things, you've got a lot of good guidance from the Holy Spirit.
You know, it's interesting. Personally, I've always been more able to tell a story than to write it down. And in the writing that I've been doing myself, oftentimes just a brief three or four words will resonate with me and end up being something that I might write about. And so, you know, this morning, for example, at Daily Mass, there was in the first reading, there was the phrase, "Love covers a multitude of sins." And that just struck me a certain way. And so that's something that I might sit down and try to develop in writing. Just what does that phrase mean to me? Love covers a multitude of sins. So oftentimes you know, people who aren't writers, having that journal just helps you kind of keep track of things.
Well, it helps me sort things out in my mind. I write down something, and this happened this time. Okay, why, God, why? And I get some insights about how and why that fits into my life. And so then I have something to share or to blog about, but I have to sort of think about it for a little while, and maybe the next day go back and say, oh, well, this happened, and this ties in, and so I don't always I don't always get it right away.
So
I do know that when I'm in a small group or with one person that the Holy Spirit is just there. I mean, it's like there's no coincidence. Something will open in a conversation, and I'll just feel this urging from the Holy Spirit, you know, to tell just a little bit about my faith story. And it just seems like somebody says, well, that's just what I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to kind of know that there's no coincidences there. The Holy Spirit just puts me in touch with people, and He does the same thing for you, I'm sure, and other people too.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how you got from the position there that you mentioned. How did you start your writing and blogging and the articles and books and things that you're now working on? How did that become part of your faith journey?
Well, actually, I've been a writer a lot longer than I've been a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I've come from a family of writers, and just from childhood, I've done a lot of writing. When I got ready to go to college, I loved creative writing in high school, but I didn't want to be a teacher, so I took the journalism route. And so I went to journalism, and after graduated, I worked for the diocesan newspaper, and then that developed more of my talents. Then by this time, I was in the Covenant Community in the Renewal, and I was developing spiritual gifts along with my writing gifts. So I sort of went in business for myself and did a lot of writing and editing for different corporations and business people and did freelance writing, mostly magazines, for about 15 years.
And then that writing of kind of secular things grew into a ministry where most of your writing now is spiritual?
Oh, yes. I concentrate on that. Well, see, we had a newsletter for our community, and now it's a website. So I've just kind of keep learning new things. And so then I started my own website, and I decided that instead of doing the short stories and working on other people's books, that I would write my books. So I've written several books, and I'm looking for some publishers for a couple of books that I've written on the same themes: Catholicism, you know, Christian community, and conversion. same themes as my blog.
Let's talk a little bit about the blog "Joy Alive in Our Hearts," and the blog is joyalive.net. Tell us how that came about, and give our listeners a sense of what they're going to find when they go to joyalive.net.
JoyAlive.net sort of came from the overflow of the joy in my heart that I feel that I want to share. And so I started it about almost 3 years ago. I haven't been doing this really very long. I wanted to stress those three things and concentrate on this because that's what I was writing my books about. I wanted to have the same theme for my blog as my books because you can express yourself in different ways. I can express myself in different ways. I can test out ideas that get comments or don't get comments. So it's very helpful in that way. And most of all, I just wanted to, like you say, collect the conversion stories of other people and share that because I think that's a very important way to evangelize.
And so if someone goes to the website, they're going to see a number of these conversion stories
Right.
Stories as well. Tell us a little bit about that. Our listeners, a little bit for someone that might be interested in their own writing, the Catholic Writers Guild. I'm a member of it. And tell us a little bit about Catholic Writers Guild.
I love that place. It's really helped me a lot. I would be nowhere without that. I started going to the conferences about 3 years ago, and there's just so much for writers there. They have conferences every year where you can pitch your books to editors. You have all kinds of seminars, and we have a critique groups, all kinds of committees. I started the Dallas-Fort Worth Catholic Writers, so I have a local group, and I'm on the board now helping with the committees.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have workshops and just every kind of thing you can imagine. It's a professional organization run by volunteers, which is kind of an oxymoron, but it really is. We really do help each other out.
Sure do.
Their blog has so many good articles on writing and marketing.
It really does. Nancy Ward is my guest. The website, again, joyalive.net. And in the next segment, we're going to be talking with Nancy about something that I think is very exciting. It's a conference that's coming up, but it's not a conference that you get into an airplane and fly to. This is an online conference, kind of a new idea. Nancy's going to be one of the participants there. And we'll talk about that when we return to Finding God's Grace with our guest this morning, Nancy Ward.